When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Run with Danny Salazar, Senior Vice President and Relationship Manager in Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Danny, welcome.
Hey, Steve. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you in person this time as well.
Likewise.
I want to focus our conversation on a couple of economic reports, and I know you're prepared to talk about jobs and the economy and some other things, tariffs, but we had a couple of data points on the economy this week. One of them already, the ADP jobs report. Private sector job creation was only 62,000 versus 125,000 from the forecast. We also had a weaker than expected GDP report. What's going on with the economy?
Well, I think both of those metrics are a byproduct of the tariff announcements that were announced in, you know, late March, early April. And leading into that, there was a lot of uncertainty. In speaking with our clients and business owners, many of them anticipated a small amount of tariffs, but certainly not the amount that the administration announced. And given the impact of just a whipsaw effect of not knowing what you're expecting and then seeing just such high tariffs, a lot of business owners, I think, were retreated from what they had anticipated for 2025. And how that leads into those two data points is, you know, if they were going into 2025 with growth initiatives or a continuation of what they had seen in 24, those announcements effectively erased all of that. And many of them had to pivot and look at their business and see how the tariffs are going to impact. And inevitably, I think that shelved any plans for growth or hiring.
I think many people are thinking, have the R word in their minds, the recession. Do these data points that we're seeing signify that we're in a weakening economy and maybe heading toward a recession, if not already in one?
Yeah, I mean, those two data points that you just talked about with GDP and labor, I think those are telltale signs of what to expect. Absent a reversal of what people are expecting on the tariffs, I think it's going to be hard for business owners to revert back to what they thought they were expecting in 25. And so if you see a continuation of that, it wouldn't be hard to believe that the economy will continue to contract in the subsequent quarters, which then would ultimately lead to a recession.
Mm. So we'll get another snapshot of jobs coming up. The government jobs report is due out as well. We're seeing in a forecast of 130,000 jobs for that report. Talk to us a little bit about why that jobs report, government jobs report, is going to be important.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of items that take into consideration. The first one is, you know, as you start to see unemployment or hiring fluctuate month to month, but more importantly, fluctuate or deviate from what the economy or the market expected, I think you're going to see a response from consumers, businesses, and government policies. And as it relates to all three of those metrics, consumers, I think, are going to start shifting their spending habits, either deviating from large expenditures to necessary goods. Business owners are going to start changing their decision-making. Instead of spending on discretionary or call it growth initiatives, they may look and pivot and reposition their spending habits to protect market share or unexpected rising costs in supplies. And then from a government policy viewpoint, I think the Fed comes into play in terms of, you know, what they do with the interest rates. You know, if they see the job reports or unemployment go up, I think it's, you know, they're going to be tasked with lowering rates and try to boost the economy. If for some reason we see that the labor market remains resilient and strong, they may continue to sit on the sideline and hold off on any movement with interest rates.
Because the Fed has said it's going to keep in a wait and see mode, but one of the tools the Fed has to respond to a weakening economy, obviously, is lowering interest rates. They've said that maybe we'll have two rate cuts this year, if that, and so this could push them to act sooner than later.
Yeah, well, that was our expectation at the beginning of the year, is that we would see two rate cuts in the second half of the year. based on, you know, I think inflation was going to come down, and you know, I think they had met their mandate of lowering inflation while keeping employment high. And so, you know, based on the impact of tariffs, I think they're in the wait and hold pattern, because I don't think they want to move prematurely. And then at the same time, they want to see the effects of tariffs or, I think, consumer demand and businesses.
You mentioned the response of business to some of this, and especially concerned or interested in how local businesses are dealing with this. I know when we spoke to you and some of the other thought leaders previously, there had been lots of plans for growth this year. Companies had planned capital projects, they'd planned some other expansions, that sort of thing. Are you saying that if, you know, we keep seeing the numbers that we're seeing now, all of that may be off the table?
Candidly, I think a lot of that is off the table, just because a lot of our clients were blindsided by the severity of the tariffs, that, you know, they had to reposition their mindset. You know, for companies that made goods here, whether they produced them here or they sourced product that went into those goods elsewhere, it impacted their business significantly. And I think naturally, business owners tend to, I wouldn't say be conservative, but they tend to think like, how what are the consequences of these actions? And when you have an administration that announces tariffs and then surprisingly puts a pause on them, it has a whipsaw effect on the mindset of business owners of like, okay, well, what's the long-term effects? How can I take action to protect my business? Are there fundamental changes to my business model or the industry that I need to take into consideration? And it's hard to do that when you have such swings in policies.
And it's not just businesses who are pulling back, or at least talking about pulling back. We're seeing consumers do the same thing. The latest reports on consumers show that average consumers are spending less on items. Talk to us about how important spending is to the U.S. economy and why that's a red flag as well.
Yeah, so from my perspective, we don't get into a lot of the analytics of credit card spending and consumer spending. But where we do try to gauge interest or get a sense of a pulse of where the market is going is in talking to our clients that ultimately serve or produce products for end users. And what we heard from a lot of our clients was that the first quarter was softer than expected. Part of the clients are trying to rationalize why that was. Was it because of the new administration coming in and people were trying to wait and see what was going to happen? Another part of it naturally flows with the season of spending, where consumers are coming off of a high spending in the holidays, and so they tend to reassess their spending habits in the first quarter, and then they look to adjust in the second and the remainder of the year.
More Americans are falling into debt using their credit cards. The fourth quarter saw a bigger share of credit card users making only the minimum monthly payment, rose to 11%, the highest level in 12 years. So people were using their credit cards. Now they can't pay them.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to determine what the underlying reason of that is. I think a few takeaways from that bullet point is that, you know, I think since the pandemic, I think we've seen a widening of spending habits from different ends of the spectrum. You have the high income earners and the low income earners, and over time, I think we've been able to pick up specific, like, the effects of those patterns widen absent government stimulus, mm-hmm. And what we're seeing now is, you know, our clients that are in the business of providing goods to the service and hospitality and other high-end manufacturing goods, they're doing well. Clients that are producing, call it discretionary items, you know, have seen some softening in the last 2 years. And what's interesting about all of this is that with the announcement of the tariffs, it has pivoted consumer spendings. I think we've seen in the last 30 to 45 days, business owners and consumers, I think, go out to buy things in anticipation of rising costs. So it'll be interesting to see what the lasting effects of that will be.
The White House says that there will be pain. They keep talking about the pain, this temporary pain that we're going to see. How much pain can we take?
Gosh, I wish I knew. That's a hard question to answer, especially because there's so much uncertainty. Mm-hmm. I think as you read the newspaper and hear news headlines, I think you're going to see a wide range of responses of the economy is going to be in, you know, just tank to, you know, because of tariffs, it's going to bring back manufacturing jobs to the U.S. and you can see robust growth. And it's hard to pinpoint what we're going to see out of this. My view is that I think it's going to take time. And a lot of our businesses are taking one day, one month at a time, as opposed to making long-term decisions, just because it is hard to determine what it's going to look like.
And big companies are doing the same thing, too, nationally. Companies like GM and Porsche and some of the other big corporations have decided, some of the airlines as well, they've pulled their forward guidance for the year, meaning they're not going to really talk about what they think is going to happen. They're that concerned, and I guess there's that much chaos that they don't know. What do you tell the companies that you deal with about how to proceed here? Day to day? I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, you know, that's not surprising, Steve. It's hard to predict what the rest of the year is going to look like. And for our clients, you know, we spent a good portion of the last 30 days talking to them and understanding what the tariffs are going to mean for them and how their business is going to change for the remainder of 25. And I think the collective feedback that we received is that it's hard to determine what it's going to look like. But the best they can do is manage month by month and try not to take a too forward position in either direction, just because they know what the impacts have been, either through the supply chain challenges from the pandemic or the rising costs of interest rates in the last 15 months. And so the best guidance or the best feedback that we've received is that it is a month-to-month basis.
Mm-hmm. So, and is there any bright spot here? What do you tell people about not only the companies but investors who are listening right now about how they can protect their nest egg, how they can keep from losing any more money?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I do see a couple of bright spots. Anytime there's a disruption in the market, either with your own business or your household, I think it's a good time to reassess your spending patterns, your budgets, where there are opportunities for a business owner to take advantage. Naturally, I think through disruption or things like this, there are some good points that can be picked up from there.
Right. Danny, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, no, thank you, Steve. You're always welcome to reach out to me on LinkedIn or an email directly at daniel.salazar@associatedbank.com.
All right, Danny, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.